Today on the Passive Study, we're going to continue our lesson from last time entitled, Has Your Cross Budded? Has Your Cross Budded? But before we begin, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the great God that thou art. Father, we ask your blessing upon the lesson today. We pray that you would strengthen and encourage the saint of God listening. And if there be a lost soul listening, I pray that they would come to realize their lost condition and need of salvation, and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, believing in their heart that he died for their sins, according to the scriptures, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the scriptures, believing it's Jesus Christ shed blood and nothing else that pays for all their sins, past, present, and future, and secure them a home in heaven. And Father, we pray that you would have your will and your way in our lesson today, and we ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Has your cross budded? Now, we want to see, as we continue our lesson, three reasons why there is no fruit. Why there is no fruit. Amen. Well, we need to turn to the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4. Let's go there, and we'll begin there today and pick up in our lesson here on Has Your Cross Budded. Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 14 down to verse 20, and the words of Almighty God have this to say. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward, with when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Among these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, in the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. So, how come the word has been sown and there's no fruit? Well, the answer lies in one of three reasons. Number one, they are not saved, or they don't have the word of God in their hearts. Number two, they have a stony heart, and therefore no root in them because there isn't any good ground to plant on. Number three, they still love the things of this world and the cares of this world, and have not put to death the old man with his lusts, therefore bear no fruit. Who is the fruitful one? Those that have a good and honest heart, that hear, receive, and keep the word. Not the ones that go to Bible school, not the ones that are smart, not the ones that argue with God and reject his word and receive traditions of men over what God said. They don't bear fruit. Who does? Those Christians that believe, heed, and keep his word no matter what anyone does or say. Amen. So, when reckoning day comes, amen, when reckoning day comes, okay, you know what the cross is like, amen, It's like Aaron's rod that budded. Amen. And we have the description of that in Numbers chapter 17. Let's turn there. Numbers 17, beginning in verse 1, the words of Almighty God say this. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes. According to the house of their fathers, 12 rods, write thou every man's name upon his rod. And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece for each prince, one according to their father's house, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds, and blossoms, blooms, and yielded almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto all the children of Israel. And they looked, and took every man his rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, Bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels. And thou shalt quit take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. And Moses did so. And as the Lord commanded him, so did he. And the children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, Behold, we perish. We all perish. Whosoever cometh anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Shall we be consumed with dying? See? As Christians, you die or you get raptured up and appear before the Lord. And the Lord asks you to give him your cross examination. Now you take out your old rugged cross and he looks at it. The Lord looks at that cross that you've been bearing. And he says, Why are there no buds? You can't answer him. The Lord says, All you had to do was take your cross, lay it down before the tabernacle, it would have budded. After all, my name was written on it, Jesus. Why are there no buds? Didn't I choose you and purpose to blossom you and to cause you to bear fruit for me? Didn't I set you down next to the bread of life so you could fellowship with us? Didn't I set you in a safe place where you had two tables of my words to live by? Why are there no buds? Well, the problem with this man is that he never crucified himself to the cross. He never crucified the flesh. And he chose not to lay it down before the Lord, which was his reasonable service. Since this man was not willing to take up his cross and die, the rod remained without buds and fruits. See, this is the worldly, the carnal Christian. Amen. The Christian that wants the crown now and doesn't want to bear the cross. Sadly to say, our churches are full of them today. Amen. That's why many of our pastors have a struggle. Why people are not getting saved. Amen. Why the Lord is not blessing like He could be. Because our churches are filled with Christians who are not obeying Christ's command to follow after Him, to deny themselves, to take up their cross daily and follow Him. See? No, they're caught up in the things of the world. See? They'd rather, amen, enjoy the things that please and satisfy the wicked flesh. Even though the Bible says, the Word of God says, that we've been crucified with Christ. See? That we no longer have to be a servant to sin. Amen? Because we're crucified with Christ. Our sins were nailed to the cross with Christ. No. It's like every day, the worldly Christian, the carnal Christian, gets up. He resurrects that dead flesh and goes about living his life. Amen. Fulfilling the affections and the lusts of the flesh. And then when he gets up there at the judgment seat of Christ, amen, what happens? Christ examines that cross, and it hasn't budded, and it hasn't any fruit on it. That's right. And why is that? Well, because the things of this world were so much more important to that individual than the things of Christ. What a sad day that's going to be, is it not? What a sad, sad day for that individual Christian. That his rod, his cross, remains without buds and fruits. Amen? But that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what is going to happen. Another man appears before the Lord, and the Lord asks him to show his cross. The man takes the cross from off his back, and this cross is different than the other one, the other cross, the other rod without buds and fruits. This one had budded and blossomed. There were almonds and fruits as well. And he says to the Lord, I made this for you, Lord. I hope you like it. And the man gives it to Jesus. And Jesus looks at it and says, what is this? Is that buds? Yea, Lord. Are those almonds? Is that some fruit? How did that happen? And the man says, well, I just started bearing my cross like you commanded me to do, and all of a sudden, it started to bud and blossom. But to be honest with you, Lord, I still don't understand how me, some dirty, crooked, broken, dried, dead tree could suddenly start to bud. The Lord says, that's because my name was written in it. The root and offspring of David is the one that caused this thing to bud and blossom and bear fruit. Yea, Lord, isn't that the truth? It's because of you. The Lord says, I like this. I can see you put a lot of time and effort into this. I can see it costs you a lot to make this. It's very precious to me. It is most beautiful. And the Lord says, one other thing. Where have you taken this cross? The man says, I just laid it down before you and said what you said. Not my will, but thine be done. It hurts a little bit at first, but then, hallelujah, there was great joy and peace. And that's when things started to change. Miraculously, the cross started to bud and bear fruit. What I don't understand is that I laid down my flesh on this cross, and then the next thing I know, I was lifted up on high, and I was set beside the bread of life and the two tables of stone. And I looked to my left, and I saw the Word of God. And I looked to my right, and I saw the Word of God. And then the Word of God opened his mouth and spake peacefully unto me, and we had such a good time of fellowship together. I never experienced anything like it. And the Lord says, if you thought that was good, it's about to get even better. Now we can have fellowship together forever, with no more crosses. And the Lord says, you have given me this gift. I want to give you something in return. So the man trades his cross and gets a crown. And the Lord sets a crown upon this man's head. And the man no sooner than he receives it, takes it off, and falls on his face, and throws it at the feet of Jesus and says, it was you, it was you, it was you. You deserve this, not me. And at this point, the host of heaven can't take it anymore. They fall on their face, and they praise God and worship the Lamb that liveth forever and ever. See, these are the two scenarios that you're going to follow when you leave this world as a Christian and you stand in the presence of Almighty God, of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at that judgment seat of Christ. Amen. And it's going to be a sorry time for you if your cross is not budded. If you have not laid down your life. Amen. If you've not done what Jesus commanded. We started out there in Luke 9. If any man will come after me. See, when you see that word if, that means there's a condition, there's something to go along with it. In other words, these are the conditions if you're going to follow Jesus Christ, if you're going to come after him. You've got to deny yourself. Amen. Deny yourself. That's the first thing that trips up most Christians. In that formula, you have, if you're going to follow Christ, you got to deny yourself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Follow Christ. Three things. But most Christians get tripped up with the first one. Let him deny himself. Crucify the flesh. See, the thing being is, when you and I get saved, when we got born again, our spirit got born again, our soul was saved, but nothing happened to the flesh. The flesh is still wicked, it's still deceitful, it's still sinful, it loves to be pampered, it loves to be satisfied. It has affections, it has lusts. Amen. And every second of every day, it wants to be satisfied. See? That's a struggle that you and I, that is the battle that we go under, that we feel that battle between the old man, the sinful flesh, and the new man, the part of us that's been born again, that's been saved. They fight one another constantly. But see, to get the victory is you got to get up daily and crucify that flesh. You've got to make the decision. The only way that you can deny yourself, amen, crucify that flesh, is come under, amen, the authority of the Holy Spirit of God. Be yielded to that Holy Spirit of God. Amen. As the Bible says, the flesh and the spirit are contrary one to the other. But you have a decision to make each day that you get up. Amen. What's it going to be? Are you going to be yielded to the flesh, or are you going to be yielded to the Holy Spirit of God? See? If you're yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, then you will be able to deny yourself. You'll be able to obey the command of God, to be able to follow Him, to deny yourself. See? And then the rest will fall into place. You'll be able to take up your cross that day. And you will be able to follow Christ and let Him live through you and in you. See? That's the key. That's the key, amen, to bear fruit for God. For that rod, that cross that you carry that will be budded. Amen. See, right now, that cross that you're bearing is not pretty. Amen. But we see later on when we get up before the judgment seat of Christ, it's going to be something of beauty that you'll be able to give to Christ. Because you laid it down. Amen. On a daily basis, you crucified your flesh. Amen. You said, Holy Spirit, you're in control today. The new man is in control today. I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. That's what you're supposed to do. That's your reasonable service. It's nothing above and beyond the call of duty, my friend. See? You have free will. The difference being when you were unsaved, you didn't have an indwelling Holy Spirit to give you victory over the flesh. No. you were totally uninfluenced, amen, and yielded to unsaved flesh. But now that you're saved, you have free will. You have the power of the Holy Spirit that indwells you. Unleash that power. You cannot get victory over your sinful flesh, but the Holy Spirit can. So what's it going to be? It's up to you. You know what the Word of God says. You know what God commands you to do. Amen. It's not like before, people, when you were unsaved, you made a New Year's resolution, you turned over a new leaf, and then the next time, the next day, it was all forgotten. But now, you have the power in you that resurrected Jesus Christ from the grave, the Holy Spirit of God. Christian, yield to it. You want to see people saved? You want to bear fruit? You want to see your church grow? You want to be a blessing to your pastor and your brothers and sisters in Christ? Then yield to that Spirit of God. Let him get the victory daily in your life. Amen. You want to know what God has, what the perfect will of God is for your life? Yield. Yield to the Holy Spirit of God. God will reveal it to you. Amen. That's why things are not happening. That's why maybe you feel like you're still in a rut. Amen. Because you're not yielding to the Holy Spirit of God. See, when you yield to the Holy Spirit of God, then you'll really be doing your cross-bearing. You'll be able to not deny yourself. Amen. You'll be able to take up that cross daily, and you'll be able to follow Christ. Follow the example that he set for you while he was on this earth. And then when you get up there, the day of reckoning, amen, and Christ examines that cross, you'll be like the second individual. Your cross will have budded and bear fruit. Amen. And you'll be able to present it to Christ. And then in return, he'll give you the crown then. Not now, but then. And then you'll be able to have something to throw at his feet. And then I'm telling you, shouting will break out in heaven. Amen. What a wonderful day that will be, my friend. The host of heaven. Amen. And all those that are there will fall on their face and worship God and praise him. Amen. So, as I conclude today, I ask you, has your cross budded? Has your cross budded? If it hasn't, it can, and it will. Amen. But remember, deny yourself, number one. Amen. Take up your cross daily and follow Christ. Well, that concludes our lesson on Has Your Cross Budded? Till we meet again on the Pastor Study. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. My prayer is that God would richly bless you, and good day.